Patrick Roycey, are you giving Byron Buxton the MVP award now, or are you going to wait one more week before you make your final judgment?
I do believe that he could be a contender. He might have been, you know, a couple of years ago until he got hurt. He was their MVP, but I would have to see. I would have to see some person in the Twin Cities have the flu and him not catch it for me to believe that he's going to play that much, because I don't trust his immune system. He gets every bug known to man, so I think that I think you got to play. What, Trout played 120 or so, and he didn't play them all, and he got it, didn't he? 110, 115. I think he got to play 110 games, and I have no faith in Buxton. Not because he's going to break anything, but because he's subject to all disease. So I'm not going to give it to him yet. But, man, he looks like a good player. What do you do if you're him, if you're the Twins? I mean, when do you get around to paying him and believing that you're going to have him for the next, you know, he's 27 now too, right? Isn't he 27?
I think
he's 27. So he's getting ready to break the bank at the same time that you got to see him play a full season. And you got to see him play 140 games. But, wow. He's a good player. As I've been saying for a year or two now, they're 20% better when he plays. And that's why didn't he, if he could play yesterday, why didn't he start?
I have no idea,
Rocco.
Arise came right back. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. By the way, I'm very excited. 14 pitchers now. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, Rooker down, and they're calling up a pitcher.
Rooker on the DL, Brandon Waddell, another lefty coming up. We were a little backed up on our pitchers there. We need 14 of them now, so he's going to be there. And I would imagine they're probably going to ride that way until Donaldson comes back, that they're probably going to have 14. I heard in spring training, in the middle of March, that they were thinking about starting the season with 14 pitchers, which, of course, caused me to break into a flurry of profanities. But we've reached that point. I think, didn't they touch that once with Gardy in the 25-man roster days, like one time in the middle of the summer for a week or so, they had 14. I think they did, and had a two-player bench for a while once, but... This, by the way, as stupid as it is to have 14 pitchers, this guy's got a good arm. He walks people, but he throws pretty good. That's Waddell. So,
why doesn't baseball pass a Roycey rule with what the roster construction can be and draw a line on pitchers?
Yes, I did. I did say that, you know, when you went to the 26-man roster, well, actually, Judd, that was going to be the rule last year, 26-player roster, but only 13 pitchers. And then the pandemic changed everything because they had 28-player rosters. And then this year, because of the whining about not having minor leagues last year and not having their pitchers pumped up, they had a rule that that you could have as many pitchers as you want. But hopefully in 2022, you will not be able to have more than 13. So that, because that was going to be the rule in 2020 before it became a mini season. So anyway, we're hopeful. How about those Angel fans, man, throwing everything they could at the Astros?
You know, I mean, fans have had to wait 2 years to really get back at the Astros. So I think you're going to find out that fans have not forgotten.
And I really think the Angel fans are the ones who should be bitter, because the Dodgers lost the World Series, right?
Yep.
Who they're supposed to hate, aren't they? Angels fans? And I looked it up. The Angels did get cheated by the Astros in 2017 because they finished second, a mere 21 games behind the Astros in the AL West. So the garbage can was the big difference between the Angels and the Astros in 2017. But it is kind of funny to see those laid-back. There's no more laid-back group of fans. Maybe in San Diego might be, but than Anaheim. I've always been amazed that the Anaheim people, those beautiful Friday nights when they're out there starting a series or during the week and 68 degrees and, you know, somebody hits a three-round homer, they might cheer, but beyond that, they're just looking at the mountains or something. But I will say, how do we know, in retrospect, that the rally monkey wasn't being sent out to during the 2002 season to send a message to the Angels as to what pitches might be coming? To have him out there and stealing them from the board. I think we ought to go back and protest the rally monkey and raise hell, don't you?
I've always thought the same thing.
If he blinks twice, it's a curveball. Yes. If he blinks three times, it's a fastball.
Yeah.
If he poops on the warning track, it's a slider.
Yes, that's right. Were you guys ever out there for the? Phil, you weren't out there for the rally monkey, were you?
No.
It was fantastic. It really was. It was quite the gimmick. I mean, they play the music, and that laid back California crowd would go nuts, and then the rally monkey would show up. Whoever. And you know, they were smart enough not to beat that to death. I think they tried it again some the next year, and then it just kind of disappeared because when it stopped working, it wasn't, it lost some of its magic. But it was great that one year, and of course, the Twins went out there and saw all the, for the ALCS and saw all the rally monkey. They knew the rally monkey worked when, who hit three home runs against them?
Adam Kennedy.
Who's not supposed to hit home runs. The rally monkey worked to have Adam Kennedy hit three home runs. So that might have been cheating, too. I think we should be upset.
Hey, Royce, what did we know previously about Akil Baddoo, who is going to Cooperstown shortly, considering his start? And I don't think he didn't get above Class A with the Twins before he was a Rule 5 pick by the Tigers.
Yeah, and the reason they didn't protect him was he'd been injured a lot, and they didn't think anybody'd take him because he'd been injured. But wasn't he a second-round draft choice? I think he was a real high draft choice. I don't know. They decided not to use a 40-man spot on him to protect him last year. They didn't think anybody would take him. And, you know, as I always say when they're complaining about the 40-man, give me a pencil. I can take care of this for you. I can give you five or six names in a hurry. Don't worry about it if you have a prospect. But it does, I mean, why did they pitch to him? Why don't they walk him? You know, I mean, what do you want to pitch to a left-handed hitter in that situation for? Why don't you just walk him and load up the bases? It was stupid. Rocco managed that game like his head was where the sun doesn't shine, basically, yesterday. It was awful. And, I think, a lot of people are saying Polanco shouldn't have been sent on that ball because he was only getting the third when the right fielder had the ball. Well, I believe that I did not see the actions of Tony Diaz, but I think Tony Diaz had indicated to him he was stopping, right? And because when he got to third, he was jogging. So he wasn't running hard. I think it would have been a close play at the plate, and with Max Kepler coming up. And the reason people hit the ball to right field is to score runs from second base, right? That's why you do it. That's why Nelson did what he – Nelson had that look on his face like, why didn't we try to score this guy and win the game? But anyway, I thought they just managed like idiots yesterday and end up getting beat, so –
Pat, I think one of the biggest juxtapositions in baseball is the fact that Nelson Cruz, who's still one of the best hitters in the league, is 3 years older than Miguel Cabrera, who looks like he overdosed on hot dogs last night and hasn't hit for power in 5 years. Is it injuries with him? What happened?
Well, yeah, I think, he did get, and, Miguel always played in the field. He kept playing in the field. They didn't DH him. But, Cruz comfortably settled into into the DH role. But it could be said, I mean, it could be said about him and damn near everybody, right? I mean, he's a freak at 41, and they're going to be 41. And it's, you know, Miguel's one of the great hitters of all time, but, what was the bad injury? Yeah, there was a terrible knee or some damn thing. He had some bad injury.
Yep.
And, you know, he's still playing in the field, and he's one of the great guys of all time. And, but, yeah, I mean, Cruz still got the bat speed. I told you guys that a couple of years ago, I saw, before he became a free agent, I saw Verducci do a great breakdown on Cruz and how he's maintained his bat speed in the form of, you know, his hitting form. And he can sit on a pitch, too, man. He knew they were going to work him away yesterday and just thought that I would hit the over score run and win the game. Maybe. Although they wouldn't have won the game anyway because they would have gave up a run. So I don't know. What do you think of this? We got to get the man on second and the 12th, not the 10th.
I like it.
I like it too.
Let's do it at 12.
I like expediting.
You had 3.5 hours to figure out who won the game. Just let's go. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I know that. I know it's terribly slow, but it's just stupid. That something you've done for 150 years, and I don't think we should play all into the night. You know, I don't. 18 innings doesn't no good, but I don't think that the. I don't think that you should go in the 10th inning. I'd make them play 12.
Pat, this is the tip of the iceberg for changes. Like, we are just starting changes in baseball. It's going to be more, not less.
What do you think? This year, I think we're, again, using the pandemic as an excuse for 7-inning doubleheaders, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's still not official.
Correct.
But, yeah, that's, you know, you're right about that. I think that's going to be part of the next agreement with the players, don't you? That they're going to have to play 7-inning double. Except for the owners, you got the issue of split doubleheaders. And I guess maybe the fans are so, you know, worn out by going to baseball games now that they're ready to go home after 7 innings anyway. But the idea of charging full price for a 1 o'clock game and a 7 o'clock game on a Saturday that are only scheduled for 7 innings. I think that's hard. I thought that was a hard sell for the public, but maybe it's not. I don't know. You know.
What I'm about to say is going to cause Pat to hang up angrily, I think. But I think, to steal a phrase from Derek Wetmore, there is a non-zero chance that all games will be 7 innings in the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't, but I'll be dead, so I won't have to see it.
You don't know that for sure.
Let me know when that's coming, and I'll go over in a minute. You know, I'll go over to the Mendota Bridge and leave a note.
Jeez, Pat. No, Pat. At least do it in a more dignified way.
Oh, no. That's what I always
go on with
say.
A bang, Pat.
People are trying to, people who make the suicide attempts and fail, they don't really want to do it, right? It's a cry for help or something. You jump off the Mendota Bridge, you got a wrap there, baby. There's no coming back from that one. So,
and then people will know if the news hasn't broken. Then people will know. Oh, 7 innings. Yeah, that must be coming out tomorrow. Yeah,
you know what? The farewell column. You can file it and then drive to the bridge. That will leave no doubt. The ultimate note. My column. Tweet it out.
How about an ultimate note that says. F you, Manfred.
Royce driven to brink.
Right.
Not drink, brink.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, you know what about them here? I mean, they got 15 runs the other night. They look good. But they have not played crisp at all. They have, the base running, not been real good. They're in the field. They've been shoddy. They haven't played great. They're 3-2. They haven't played a game baseball consistently here. They played pretty good the second game, But they're not playing great, I don't think. And they're still 3-2, so I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, and they've dealt with flu bugs and viral situations, and they've dealt with hamstrings.
Yeah, heartburn. They came out. Somebody had heartburn. He had the belch. We had to get him out of the game. Well, you know.
I mean, they had to get Luis Arraez some Pepto Bismol. I mean,
that's right.
And sometimes the markets are closed after 10 o'clock. It's tough.
Yes, that's right. basically. He looked like me when I drank too much Diet Coke. You kind of got to give yourself that little thump on the chest, And that's what he did. He took him out of the game.
You need to resuscitate yourself. Claire, all right, I'm good.
Took him out of the game.
Good to go.
Get him out of there, my God, he might belch again.
Yeah, Rocco. Rocco doesn't like rudeness on the base paths.
I hope nobody ever gets that hiccup, so I miss a month.
All right, bye, Pat.
See you, Royce.
Bye.
All right, that is Rapping with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday here. And by the way, we never know like if he's going to be on a cackly phone or if we're going to have a.
We also have no idea what he's going to say.
Yeah,
just, we also have absolutely no clue the parallels he will draw when we ask him about baseball changing rules.
Yeah. So all right, that's hopefully Pat stays away from bridges.
Oh man, right. The ultimate column.